It's wonderful to join you at the White House's third virtual Passover celebration, otherwise known as the People's Seder. On the first night of Passover, my wife, Vice President Kamala Harris, and I hosted a Seder at our home. Reading the story of the Exodus serves as a reminder of the journey from oppression to freedom, a journey that is ongoing for so many. During the Seder, we say, "Let all who are hungry come and eat." This year's virtual Seder theme is food security. It's a topic that doesn't get nearly as much attention as it deserves. I've heard directly from families across the country about the impact that food insecurity has had on them, from cities to rural communities across so many states. I still remember those long lines outside of food banks during the height of the COVID pandemic. I remember speaking with parents who were worried about finding the next meal for their family. And since the height of the pandemic, our nation has come so far. President Biden, Vice President Harris, and Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack are pioneering solutions to combat hunger and food insecurity. Our administration is committed to ending hunger by 2030, and we're continuing to make progress towards meeting this goal. During Passover, we also recommit to combating anti-Semitism and hate. We all know we're seeing a rise in anti-Semitism across the nation and across the world. People are no longer saying the quiet parts out loud. They are literally screaming them. Combating this hate requires an all-of-society approach. We need to speak out and call out those who don't. We need to make sure that people feel safe in their homes, where they practice their faith, and in their communities. We need to educate others to ensure that history does not repeat itself. We need to push back against Holocaust denial, distortion, and disinformation. During my recent trip to Poland and Germany, I met with community leaders, interfaith leaders, and government officials to increase and better coordinate our efforts to counter anti-Semitism and other forms of hate. Our administration will continue to condemn anti-Semitism at every turn. I'm proud to be Jewish, and I'm proud to be openly living as a Jew. We will not live in fear, and we refuse to be afraid. So thank you to everyone who has joined us today, and to the advocates on this call for all your work on these critical issues. It's going to take all of us working together to end hunger and end hate. Passover reminds us that even in our most challenging moments, there is hope for renewal and liberation. Wishing you all a happy Passover and Chag Sameach.